the fields, the land was originally in trees, and the rocks were there then. And as they began to form it, the rocks began to work to the surface, and like the old saying in New England, you know, the rocks just naturally grow. And that's almost true when you start dealing with that type of land.
Okay. Now, when you put up a barbed wire fence, you mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You have to dig a hole to put the
post in.
All right, and two or three of those are called.
Two or three wires?
No, the post. If you have two or three posts, what's the plural of post, in other words?
Well, we just said post.
Okay, for more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to make a hen start laying, okay, you might put something under it, a fooler. What would you call
it? Oh, yeah, you're talking about an old nest egg?
Yeah. What might they be made out of?
Well, all we ever got in this area were made out of what do we call that stuff? The shiny white.
Well, would it be the same stuff that the dishes, some real fine dishes are made out of?
I think it was similar, but it wasn't near that thick.
Real fine dishes are called what? I'm trying to elicit a word here, so. The country with all the Orientals living in it.
Well, you talking about like the English manufacturers?
Of this type of dish?
Yeah.
What do you call that dish?
Oh, you got me again. I know what you're talking about, but.
All right, we got the Soviet Union in red, and the other big one.
Well, you talking about China?
Okay, that's the word I was
looking for.
Would you ever have a China egg?
We did say China egg some too.
Okay. The only reason I have to go surreptitiously around to get these words is I try not to influence your pronunciation before you say it. And you mentioned earlier that you kept your milk products in the well.
If you didn't have any sort of refrigeration. Oh, see, a good many people had springs, and they could do the same thing in the springs.
Right. What would you keep your milk? Or let's put this, what would you get your water out of the well with?
Well, we used several. Papa, all my lifetime, had a windlass and a bucket. But
what was the bucket made out of?
It's usually a galvanized bucket, but the old oaken buckets were still in very much in the public eye long after I was born. Now we also had even, we still got them. At least I know where there is one, unless it's been. You ever seen a well sweep?
No, sir. What's that?
It's a pivoting type of thing. You have a great long arm. It's simply a pole. It's balanced at the right tilting edge, tilting point.
At the fulcrum?
Yeah, And you just simply let the bucket down. You push your pole up, you know, and then the bucket gets full, and then you pull that, and the pole helps to pull the bucket up. So
I see. It's like a lever.
Yeah. So you don't put all of your effort into bringing it up. You got to work it both ways. You got to put some effort into pushing your sweep up. And then the sweep helps you to lessen your effort pulling the water up.
Now, if you used
a great many people, and we've used it some too, especially if something happened to what we would call a windlass. You'd have a swivel windlass. They built two types usually. One with a small wheel. This is when you had a regular windlass. The ones we used to be about so round. But sometimes a